thirsty for art, and welcome to this episode. I'm so excited to talk about the therapeutic value of art materials. So, the basic premise of art therapy is this. Art itself is therapeutic, and the art of this art therapy work comes from knowing what material is best for someone or a specific situation. So I'm saying that not all materials are the same. And art therapists don't just bring out materials randomly. Art therapists intentionally choose materials based on their qualities and what really suits the person who's participating in the art therapy, what really suits their needs or their goals. So the basic premise is that each kind of material has its own psychological or emotional effect. And this is where it gets really juicy. This is something that you don't learn in art school, and you can't learn it from anywhere else unless you go get a degree, a master's degree in art therapy, go to a program and really delve into this training, then you would learn about this. But this kind of information and this kind of knowledge about the psychological and emotional aspect of art materials, you can't really get this anywhere else. And this is really like fascinating stuff. I wish more people knew about this. So I really want to share with you all this in-depth knowledge about art materials and the psychology behind it. So really what I'm saying is, if you are finding yourself drawn to certain materials over other materials, then there is a very good reason why. It is not just random, and it's not just like your personality or something random. There is a reason. And there is a reason why you don't choose other materials. And there is a reason why you find it difficult to use certain materials. And, you know, there's certain materials that bring out a certain aspect inside of us that might be good, that might be bad. And certain materials can actually bypass some skills we have and instead push us to focus on another skill. So these materials, they bring out certain skills in us, but also kind of let go of other skills. And some materials bring out more emotions than others, really. And they're more expressive than others. Some are more containing or calming than others. Some are more, makes you more excited. Some are better for when you are feeling overwhelmed. And others are better for when you are more grounded. Some are better for short attention spans. There is so many things that factors into how art therapists choose art materials. And the beautiful thing is that in art therapy, you don't necessarily need to know all this, but the art therapist can kind of offer that customized set of materials that you need. And if something happens in that process of art making, maybe there's some kind of shift in mood, maybe there was a shift in subject, or it feels kind of not safe anymore, or something happens in that art making process, then the art therapist can instantly adjust to that, and you know, maybe they'll introduce or use a specific material to respond to that change and shift that's happening in that moment. They know what to choose, you know, how to redirect, right? Whereas when you're just doing art classes, you won't be getting that. So that flexibility, that flow, that being in tune to that moment and knowing what materials to choose is what art therapy can give you, you know, and what an art therapist can provide. So today I really want to show you that the what, the how, and why of each of the basic art materials anyone can easily use. So I'll go over some basic materials, and this is probably going to be in two different episodes, so we'll have to divide this because there's a lot of stuff. So this episode, we're going to talk about color pencils and watercolor paint. So we'll just focus on these two materials, and the next episode we'll focus on a different set of materials that are often used. So I'm going to tell you the properties of the materials. So today, the color pencils and watercolor paint, how to use them, and why you would want to use that specific material. You might want to know this because if you're like starting out with making art just for yourself, for the purpose of kind of getting in touch with your inner world, getting in touch with your emotions, releasing emotions as a practice of self-care to take care of your mental health, then it might be confusing to know which art material is a good fit for you. After all, you know, you want it to be therapeutic, you want it to be most healing and fitting for you. But once you know about art therapy, it's like, you're saying all these different materials have different effects, then what should I choose, right? So what I'm going to tell you will be kind of helpful for you to make that choice, either color pencils, paint, whatever it is. So I want to kind of cover like the basic, most commonly used materials or big categories of materials. So right now, let's talk about color pencils. They are very familiar to us, and I think the boom of coloring pages definitely helped sell color pencils as well, to even people who would never think of buying these color pencils for themselves, but because of coloring pages, they're like buying them. And you probably have a pack of it somewhere in your home if you ever tried adult coloring pages. So it's a really common material. So I thought that this would be a good one to go over. So what is the effect of using color pencils? You know, as the name apparently shows us, color pencils are pencils that have color. Why do I say this obvious fact? Because it's really what sets it apart from just a regular old pencil. You know, a regular old pencil is just gray, right? A shade of gray. So unlike pencils, color pencils add the element of colors. And that is huge because colors are emotions. Colors embody our feelings. They are like feelings expressed in a physical form. So if you use color pencils, you get to express your feelings in a whole new level compared to just pencils. It is very different from just using black and white, right? And another really important point about color pencils is that they are dry and there is no involvement of liquid or anything. So because it's dry, it's very easily controlled, right? And it's a pencil, like a long form that's really fitted for your hands, fingers. So it's very easy to control. It has a very fine point. And it's easy to make like small or detailed drawings with them. And you know, after all, it's the most similar to pens and pencils we use every day. It's like they're basically the same except that color pencils are colored. And plus, you can't work fast with color pencils. You know, they're fine tipped, as I said. So it kind of discourages us from making a lot of fast marks. It's more like detailed and more a little bit like a slower process in drawing something when you're using color pencils, right? Also, the color pencils are light. You know, compared to other things like paint or oil pastels or things like that, they don't come out particularly dark or saturated in color, and it's not as pigmented as some other materials. So it can be hard to be bold with them since they're not too saturated, right? So what can we use colored pencils for? So you can use it for smooth coloring, a lot of detailed work, and a lot of work on flat surfaces, of course. And if you are using this for, you know, self-care or therapeutic art-making purposes, when and to whom would it be good for? That's the question, right? So since colored pencils are very easily controllable, it's a pretty safe material, meaning that it's not messy at all. It's really good for someone who want to just start out with something simple, but still want to use colors to express your feelings. It's good when you're not used to something very expressive like paint. It's also good for someone who feel too overwhelmed and they want to have more control in their lives. The colored pencils gives us some structure and neatness. You know, it's dry and easily controllable, right? So it gives us that structure and neatness that we really might need emotionally. And if you have a short attention span, then colored pencils are actually not your fit. Also, if you want to erase a picture you made with colored pencils, you can't, of course. And so it, in a way, it's more permanent than a pencil, just a regular pencil. So you kind of gotta learn how to continue on and let go of so-called, you know, quote-unquote mistakes. So colored pencils can be a little bit of an experiment for you if you want to kind of challenge yourself in trusting yourself as you make the art and trusting yourself that it doesn't have to be perfect. So all in all, basically, colored pencils are really good for you to use if you want some structure, you want to easily control, you are doing slower paced or detailed work, and if you just want something simple yet allows your emotions to be expressed through color, it's very good for that. And it's also very good for those folks feeling overwhelmed or too excited and really need some focus. So let's go on to the next material, which is watercolor paint. I love it. I personally love watercolor paint. So let's go over the properties, like what are the characteristics of watercolor paint, and then we can kind of talk about who it might be good for. So basically, watercolor paint, there are like two different kinds. One is the watercolor cake, which is, you know, the ones that come in a palette. So they're like dried up, and that's one way it comes out. And then the other way is like the tube form, which is like watercolor in a tube. It's liquid, it's like a watercolor solution that you squeeze out of, almost like toothpaste. And it's more, I would say, like fresh, and it's more opaque a lot of times compared to cake, and more pigmented in a way. So the watercolor cake palettes are cleaner, but harder to mix colors in larger amounts, right? Mixing colors would be a little bit more difficult as you go. The tube watercolor is more opaque, and you have a lot more possibility to mix in colors and developing new colors or unique colors on your own. And so watercolor paint has very unique effects, and they are translucent. They have this like ephemeral effect because it's translucent. It's very fluid. You know, it involves water, of course. And it can involve a lot of delicate work because it's translucent, and it can be, you can use it in very small amounts as well if you wanted to. But watercolor paint is difficult to control because it is fluid. However, at the same time, it is very versatile. The fluidity allows you to be very loose with your expressions. And so if someone is needing some structure in their life, or someone is really like having a hard time with the fact of losing control in their lives, then watercolor might not be safe for them. It can get really frustrating if you're working with watercolor and you're like a person who really needs structure and who really can't deal with being out of control. And you can know this by being aware how you deal with emotions. Are you a person who have a hard time controlling emotions? Are you a person who easily gets out of control with emotions? You can ask yourself that question. But it can be really frustrating for people who are not good with that, who are not good, who have a difficult time in a situation when they're out of control. So watercolor can be very difficult for those people, and it can also make it difficult to express themselves in that case. Unlike drawing materials, you know, paint can cover areas of space rather than just making, you know, lines, right, or dots. So like the sensuous kind of fluid quality of paint or watercolor paint can help you make these like bold, kind of more spontaneous expressions. And people can be very playful and very experimental with watercolor. And sometimes you might be making a mess with watercolor paint, especially if you're like splattering or things like that. But paint and watercolor paint including can access really hard to reach emotions because it often produces a lot of surprising outcomes for us, you know, because they are fluid and they allow spontaneous kind of expressions to come out. So it allows us to kind of access those parts of us, access those emotions that we don't really get to express or find out or be aware of in our everyday life. So watercolor paint and, you know, other kind of paint is really, really good for that. So all in all, in conclusion, as you can tell, watercolor paint is very, very different from color pencils. And basically, it is really versatile and fluid, and it allows you to be very loose and expressive and playful and experimental. But also, it's not good for trying to control every little thing and every little detail and trying to create a very structured work. That's not for watercolor. So at the end of the day, watercolor will be very, very good for people who want to kind of be more expressive, want to really access the emotions that might really need to come out. And it's for someone who is able to handle that, able to handle emotions, able to handle a little bit of lack of structure, a little bit of lack of control. Very good for people who are looking for expression and are looking for reaching into those emotions that might be hiding inside of us. So that is all for watercolor paint and color pencils. And in the next regular episode, I will be going over some other materials. So please look forward to that. And I hope you enjoyed this episode all about art materials. It is one of the things that really sets apart art therapy from other fields and other work, knowing and understanding, having this deep knowledge about the psychological and emotional effect of each kind of material and the way we use them and what it is suited for and how to customize this to fit someone. This is all what makes art therapy special, I think. And so if you have any other questions about on materials, art therapy, mediums, things like that, please let me know. My email is hello@thirstyforart.com. It's in the show notes. I'll be looking forward to any questions or any reactions or thoughts about this topic. It is fascinating stuff. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll meet you in the next one. And if you enjoyed this, please leave a review on iTunes. It'll be so helpful for other people to see what this podcast is all about from your perspective. So thank you, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.